It's not much better at home. My older brother's always after me to hit the streets with him. Calls me a girly man for loving books and jazz. Don't get me wrong. B-ball is all right. Girls like you, for one thing. But it's not you they like. It's Mr. Basketball. And if that's not who you are inside, then it's not you they're liking. So what's the point? Still, I don't mind playing. Just not all the time. This year's looking better. My English teacher's got us studying the Harlem Renaissance, which means we have to read a lot of poetry. That suits me just fine. Gives me a reason to drag around my beat-up volumes of Langston Hughes and Claude McKay. Whenever anybody bugs me about it, all I have to say is, homework. Even so, I'd rather the brothers not catch me with my head in a book. The other day, I duck into the library, snare a corner table, and hunker down with 3,000 years of black poetry. Reynard sees me, but it's not like he's gonna tell anybody. He hardly speaks, and he never hangs with any of the brothers I know. So I breathe easy. I'm sure no one else has spotted me until a head pops up from behind the stacks. It's Janelle Battle for my English class. I freeze and wait for the snickers I'm used to. Wait for her to say something like, "What, coach got you reading now? Afraid you're gonna flunk out and drop off the team?" But all she does is smile and wave. Like it's no big deal for me to be in a library reading. Like I have a right to be there if I want. Then she pads over, slips a copy of The Panther and The Lash on my table, and walks away without saying a word. It's one of my favorite books by Langston Hughes. How could she know? Seems like she's noticed me in the library more often than I thought. Janelle is all right. So what if she's a little plump? At least when you turn the light on upstairs, somebody's at home. She's smart, and she doesn't try hiding it. Which gets me thinking. Maybe it's time I quit sneaking in and out of the library like some thief. Maybe it's time I just started being who I am. Open Mic. Bronx Masquerade. By Devin Hope. I woke up this morning exhausted from hiding the me of me, so I stand here confiding there's more to Devin than jump shot and rim. I'm more than tall and lengthy of limb. I dare you to peep behind these eyes, discover the poet in tough guy disguise. Don't call me jump shot. My name is Surprise.